We begin Masechet Kedushin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the Beis Amin Aleph, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Masechet speaks about a marriage between a husband and a wife, and I saw that the Strupkov Rebbe used to say that learning Masechet Kedushin and studying and reviewing how the Tanoim and Amoraim discussed Masechet Kedushin is a skula to help all those in need of a shidduch. To find the Shidduch. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that in the schus of our learning this Masechta, we should be zeichet to learn the Masechta and understand the Masechta and bring Simcha to all those that are looking for Simcha. It says the Mishnah, Ha'ish Niknes B'Shloish Drachim, a woman becomes married. Important to point out that a Jewish marriage really has two stages. The first stage is what our Mishnah calls Kedushin, what is typically called Erusin, and the second stage is Nesuin. Kedushin that we're talking about is the Erusin, and the halacha is that when a woman has Erusin, she becomes Mureses, she becomes considered a Neshes Ish. To break that marriage, to terminate that marriage, you have to have a get, or chas v'shalom, the husband dies. That means, as far as the halacha is concerned, this woman is a full-fledged eishes ish. The only difference is that she doesn't yet have relations with her husband. However, were she to have relations with another man, then it's no different than any eishes ish having relations, that the halacha is, of course, that an eishes ish that has relations has to is chayiv misa, or bechatas, or b'shogeg chatas. So it says the Mishnah, Ish niknas b'shloish drachim, a woman becomes married in one of three fashions, one of three ways, as we're going to see, v'kainas atzmai, and she leaves the reshus of the husband, b'shtei drachim, with two ways. Niknas b'kesef, that the husband gives her a kesef, we'll discuss in a moment what that means, and he says to her, Hare at Mukadeshusli. He says that you become married to me with this, Bishtar. He gives her a shtar. That in the shtar it says, Hare at Mukadeshusli. Or Babia, by them having relations. So Rashi says, He should Niklas Labala. A husband, a wife becomes married to a husband in one of these three ways. And then the marriage is terminated, that she could go marry someone else with the two ways that I mentioned. So what is Rashi trying to tell us when he says, Niknas Labala, she becomes her husband's? Of course, the husband that's doing the Kedushin is now her husband. So some explain that that Rashi's coming to prevent us from making a mistake to think that our Mishnah Masechta are talking about how a woman becomes Amma Avriya. How a woman becomes a Jewish slave, teaches us Rashi, no, our Masechta is about getting married. But others say that what Rashi is coming to teach us is, Rashi is defining what does it mean that a woman becomes married to a husband. And what it means is that even though, as our Mishnah used, and we're going to be discussing quite extensively, that a marriage, certainly the marriage ceremony, represents a kinyan, Rashi is teaching us that the kinyan of a husband and his wife is not to be viewed like the kinyan where people purchase and become owners of property. A wife is not the property of a husband. And I saw, in fact, that the Sefer Chesukei Chemed discusses a very interesting discussion. He says there was a woman who had agreed to donate a kidney to a patient who needed a kidney, to her father. She was the best match for father. Her husband became aware of that donation an hour before the surgery was supposed to take place. And he calls the doctor, he calls the hospital, and he notifies them that he's totally opposed that his wife should be donating the kidney. And now, the doctor has a dilemma. On one hand, the wife is sitting and ready to donate the kidney to her father, who obviously needs the kidney. And on the other hand, the husband is protesting and saying, I don't want this to take place. What would be the halacha? So the Cheshuk Echemet, very much connected to the vort that we just said, says that they should not, that the doctor does not have to pay attention to what the husband says. Because, as we just explained, a wife is not the property of a husband. And a wife has a right to determine that she wants to donate the kidney. And she owns herself. Her husband doesn't own the wife. Tysus asked the question. The Mishnah begins with the word ha'isha. What is the Mishnah trying to teach us with the word ha'isha? Why doesn't the Mishnah, as it normally says, isha niknas? Like we're going to have, like we had the first Mishnah Masechet Ksubos that said psula nisas. So Tysus says that what the Mishnah, by saying ha'isha, is going on the pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, ki ikach ish isha, when a husband marries a wife, says the Mishnah, ha'isha, that woman that was referred to in the Torah about getting married, now we're going to explain how a marriage takes place. Another pshat to Tosfos Yontif says that a woman and a man are here in the world to populate the world, to bring a kiyum existence to the world. So says the Tosfos Yontif that when the woman gets married, at that point, her isha, she becomes the isha that the Torah refers to that will be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish in this world. The Pnei Yeshua has a different pshat, because the halacha, even though we just learned in the Mishnah that isha niknas bekesa b'shtar ubebiya, that's only if the isha is a gedoyla. By ktana, not all of these methods would be able to be worked. So that's why the Mishnah says ha'isha, that only ha'isha, who's already a gedoyla, can get married this way. Another pshat that I saw is the Sefer, from the Sefer Karen LeDavid. He says the last Mishnah in our Masech that teaches us Mitzinu Shas Avram Avinu's Kol HaTorah Kulat Shloi Nitna. Avram Avinu was able to fulfill everything that the Torah tells us to do, even though the Torah wasn't yet given. Shnemar Eikav Asheshama Avram Bekoili V'Yishmar Mishmarti Mitzvoisai Chukoisai V'Terosai. So the last letter of our Masechta is the letter Yud. So says the Karen LeDavid, the first letter of our Masechta is the Hey. And Chazal teach us in Masechta Saita, Zocha, if a person is Zoicha, if a ish, Zochu Ish V'Isha, if a man and a wife are Zoicha, Shechina Shchuri B'Neim. Why? Because both of them have the letters Aleph and Shin, but the Ish has the Yud, and the woman has the Hey. And when the Ish and Isha, when the husband and wife live in harmony and live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to live, they bring the Shekhinah to the world. So in order to show that that is the purpose, as the Karen LeDavid, of learning our Masechta, we learn HaIsha, the Hey at the beginning of the Masechta, with the Yud at the end of the Masechta, to teach us that the purpose of what we're learning is that they should create a home with this Ka, a home with their Shekhinah. Of course, many Mefarshim discuss that if, as we said, the Kinyonim that we learned in the Mishnah refer to Erisin, so why does the Mishnah speak about Isha Niknas, which seems to reference Nesuin? It should have said Harusa Niknas, to teach us that what we're speaking about here is Erisin. Another question is that, which many Rishonim, of course, ask, that why is Masechta Gittin come before Masechta Kedushin? First you get married, then Chas V'Shalom, there could be a divorce. So the Rambam answers, because the Pasuk says, V'yotzo V'hoyso. The Torah speaks first about the Gerushin, and then about the Kedushin. So if that's the case, that's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that the Mishnah is speaking about a woman who already was once married, had a get, and now is getting remarried. So that's why our Mishnah is saying, how does a woman who was once married get married again? Another reason why Masechta Kedushin is brought down after Masechta Gittin is because they counted the amount of Parakim in a Masechta. And particularly in Seder Noshim, the Masechtas were placed in the order of how many Parakim every Masechta has. And if we go through the various Masechtas and Seder Noshim, Yevamos is first with 16 Parakim, Ksubis is second with 13 Parakim, Nedarim is third with 11 Parakim, Nazar 9 Parakim, Saita 9 Parakim, Gittin 9 Parakim, and Kedushin 4 Parakim. So since Kedushin has less Parakim than any other Masechta and Seder Noshim, therefore Masechta Kedushin was mentioned last. I saw from the Masechta, from the Sklener Rebbe, that whatever Chazal say happened. So if Chazal were to teach us Kedushin and then Gittin, there's a real concern that after the Kedushin we learn, Chas v'Shalom, there's going to be a get. That's why we learn Kedushin after the get, to say that the halacha is that we're always going to end up, Baruch Hashem, happily married. The Sefer Mari Cheskel has a different pshat. He says that the get, the pasuk says, Sumera v'sei toiv. So what happens, says the Sefer Mari Cheskel, is the get represents the Sumera. As we discussed at the end of Masechta Gittin, a get represents when a husband distances himself from a wife that he should no longer be with. The Kedushin represents a husband marrying a wife with whom he should be married. And therefore, we do the get, we learn Masechta Gittin first, which represents Sumera, and then we learn Masechta Kedushin, which represents the Sei Toif. So as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the way it works with Kesef is because we learned the Gzeir Shava of Kiyikach. So many Rishonim ask that the Torah, when it speaks about a couple getting married, says Kiyikach ish isha ubala. So the Torah speaks about Kedushin being affected through Bia. So why wasn't Bia mentioned before Kesef and Shtar? So they explain that since the Torah says ki yikach, that comes before ubala, and we're learning now, as we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, that ki yikach represents kedusha kesef. That's why it's mentioned first. The Ritva says a different pshat. The Ritva says that the Rav Mangid manda mekadesh b'bia. The Gemara says that even though we just learned in the Mishnah that kedushin can be affected with Bia, but Rav held it was very inappropriate. So that's why Kesef, which is not the proper way of doing Kedushin, is mentioned last. There's a question when we speak about Kedushin Kesef. Another pshat that I saw from the Naim Ali Melech, he says that Kesef represents Rachmim. And kesef also is a word that is a very, very positive word, because it keeps on speaking about going higher and higher. Chaf is 20, samach is 60, pei is 80. So says the Noam HaLemelech, the Masechta begins with kesef, with the word kesef, to recognize that as a couple gets married, what should be happening in their marriage is that they should constantly be like kesef. They should be going higher and higher. Their marriage should bring them to higher levels in their avodas Hashem. So, of course, when we speak about kedusha kesef, there are a number of questions that come up. The first question is: can we use money? Kesef pashup shat means money, and the question is: can we use money? Because many achronim suggest that the money that we have nowadays is not the money that was in existence in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, money was, the value of a coin was the amount of that commodity in the coin. Bizman hazeh, coins aren't valued by the amount of whatever material the coin is made out of. And the question is, when we speak about kesef, does it have to be kesef that the coin has value, or is it a coin that represents value? Most Paiskim, the Chasam Sofer, and the Aruch HaShulchan are of the opinion that the coin that's used, that even though the coin that we use only represent money, that is good enough to affect a Kedushin. Of course, we also know that most people, when they make a Kedushin, they make Kedushin with a ring. And the reason for that is that the ring is something that the wife always wears. And the lesson of the wife always wearing the ring is that the wife should always remember that the relationship that she entered with a husband. Particularly, I saw that the ring is something that can be used to connect things. So what we're representing, the wife wearing the ring represents that she is connected to her husband for the rest of her life. And that's one of the reasons why the ring that a kala gets married with, it should be on the right hand and on the index finger. Because that's the finger that's most noticeable. Because that's the finger that's most noticeable always, that's the finger that is appropriate to be used for chassan and kala to get married. There's a very interesting medrash. The medrash says, "V'yichuli truma hahudiksiv l'cha Hashem hagdula v'agvura." What does that have to do with v'yichuli truma? So I saw Rabbi Yonasan Eibshin explains that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mekadosh Klal Yisrael. The kesef b'shtar u'biya. Kesef was the kesef of the Mishkan. Shtar is the Torah. And biya, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, ki b'layich asayich. But the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Yisrael, as we're learning and we're going to learn, the husband gives the ring to the wife. We gave the kesef to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could that be Kedusha Kesef? Explains Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz that we're going to learn in our Masechta on Daf Zion, that if the kala gives the ring to the chassan and says, I'm so happy to be able to marry you, the halacha is, and that you're prepared to marry me, it's a valid kedushin. And that's what we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'cha Hashem Agdul Ba'agvuro, you're so special to us, that even though you're marrying us, it's special to us that we should give you the ring. The pasuk says, Torah Tziva Lana Moshe, my Rosh Akilas Yaakov, and the Gemara Masechta Psochem teaches us, Al Tikri my Rosha, El Marosa. And what the pasuk is teaching us is that a way a person becomes married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Bekesef, says the Ben Yodah. He uses his money for Avodas Hashem. Bishtar, he learns Svarim, and he learns the Holy Torah. Ubebiyah, Biyah weakens a person. And the Mara says, Tarma Teshes Koicha Shel Adam. A person who's prepared to get weak in order to be able to learn Torah, that's how you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, as I said, the word kesef has the special meaning, and that's why some specifically use a silver ring for kedushin. There are others that use a gold ring. There are those that use a gold ring, but it should be white gold. That it should look like kesef. As we said, the ring is put on the index finger, and the Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer Sod Yesharim gives many reasons why it's specifically put on the right finger. One is that the index finger is the most noticeable for the Edim, who have to see as the Chassan puts on the ring. Another explanation it gives is that the index finger is not near the other finger. There's a distance between the index finger and the thumb, so it's noticeable. And there are other reasons that we dafka use a ring. Furthermore, we specifically use a ring that doesn't have a stone in it. The reason we don't use a ring that doesn't have a stone, that we don't use a ring with a stone, is because she may not know the value of the stone. And she may think that the stone is more valuable than really it is. And therefore, she's going to be, the Kedushin, which will be have been done based on a mistake, will not be a valid Kedushin. The Kesef Shtar Abiya, so we learned that Bekesef means that he gives, Rashi says, that he gives her the ring, and he says, Harei et mekudeshes li. The question that the Rishonim discuss, when somebody is mekadesh with a shtar, does he say, Harei et mekudeshes li? That's the opinion of some Rishonim. Other Rishonim say that you don't have to say Harei et mekudeshes li, because that's what it says in the shtar. So since it says in the shtar, Harei et mekudeshes li, you don't have to write, you don't have to say it again. The other question that is discussed by the Rishonim is that does the shtar have to be, the Gemara says, we're going to learn, the Mishnah says, that we're going to learn in a moment that the kesef has to have a certain minimum value, Beishame, Beisil, different opinions. The question is, does a shtar have to have a minimum value? And the Makdim wants to suggest that these two questions, does the shtar have to have a minimum value, and the question that we're learning now about the shtar having to, do you have to say Harei et mekudeshes li, travel together? Because if the shtar has to have a minimal value, so then the halacha will be that you're being mekadesh not with the shtar, you're really being mekadesh with the value of the shtar. If you're being mekadesh with the value of the shtar, so the shtar has to be like kesef, and it has to have a minimal value. And it'll have the same halacha as kesef, that just like with kesef, everybody agrees, you have to say Harei et mekudeshes li, so too will be the halacha by the shtar. You're going to have to say Harei et mekudeshes li. But if we're learning that the shtar is a new type of kedushin, that if you give the woman a shtar that says in it Harei et mekudeshes li, that's a way to accomplish a marriage. If that's the case, then the shtar doesn't have to be worth anything. And the shtar already says, Harei et mekudeshes li, so there's no need for you to have to say, Harei et mekudeshes li. So Tosfos asks, so says the Mishnah further, Bekesef, what is the definition of Kesef? Beshama emr bedinner, beshava dinner, using a coin that's a dinner, or a coin that's a shava dinner, or v'esel emer b'pruta, a pruta, or v'shava pruta, or something worth a pruta. V'kamehi pruta, how much is a pruta? Says the Mishnah, echem mishmoina b'issa atalki. The isser, which is a coin that they had in it eight prutas. So the eighth of an isser atalki is the value of a coin. Why, asked Tosfos, did the Mishnah mention the coin and also its value? Shouldn't have it just said the value? If you could use the value, you could use the coin. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that if you're going to use a coin, it's better to use a coin than the value of a coin. And that's why the Mishnah says, the dinner or the shavah dinner, that if you have a dinner, don't use a shava dinner. The Gemara suggests that Beis Shammai, in this case, this is one of the examples where Beis Shammai is more makel than Beis Shilol. Because according to Beis Shammai, if you give a woman a pruta, she won't be considered yet an Eishes Ish. According to Beis Hillel, if you give her a pruta, she'll already be an Eishes Ish. Of course, there are those that say it doesn't really represent a kula. And the reason why it doesn't represent the kula, they say, is because what would be the halacha if you have a woman who accepted kedushin of a pruta? So according to Beis Hillel, she's married. And if another man attempts to be mekadesh her, it would be meaningless. According to Beis Shammai, the second Kedushin would be valuable. The Klaus Meger Rebbe in the Sefer Shefa Chaim explains that every Jewish person, every Jew, wants that he should learn Torah, and he should have children who learn Torah and do mitzvahs, says the Klaus Meger Rebbe. That's why the halacha is that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, that Isha Niknas Bepruta B'Shava Pruta, not like Beis Shammai who needs a dinner. What is the Gemara teaching us? What is the Mishnah teaching us? Says the Klaus Meger Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. He says the Mishnah is teaching us that as a couple gets married, they have to know to prioritize what is important in their life. And what they're saying is, what's most important in our life is not money. The Kedusha could be a pruta, a very meaningless amount of money. Because that's not why we're getting married. We're getting married to build a Jewish home. And a Jewish home doesn't depend on money. Kainis Atzma, how does a woman become no longer married? The get, as we just finished learning Masechta Gittin, the husband gives her a get, or the Mises Abal, if the husband unfortunately passes away. Hayivama. So we know, as we've learned Masechta Yevamos, the halacha is that if a man, Rachman or Tzlan, passes away without children, his wife has to have Yibam or Chalitza. So if his husband died without children, he has a brother, the brother does Yibam. Niknas, and the Mishnah teaches us that the only way that Yibam is effective is with Bia. And the only way a woman who is a Shemeris Yavam, that she's waiting for Yibam, will no longer have that Shemeris Yavam status, it's only b'chalitza, if the husband's brother does chalitza, or b'misas yavim, if he dies and there are no other brothers available. So even though our Mishnah is being very specific, that the only way Yavama gets married is with Yibam, and the only way that is broken is with chalitza or misas yavim, we did learn in Masechta Yevamos that there's a concept of maimer. That means that the brother who's going to do Yibam, and Hachamim encouraged that they should have that done, that the husband should do Maimer, one brother should do Maimer, prior to doing the Bia that will bring the Yibam. Moreover, we learned in Masechta Yevamos that even though, as we just learned in our Mishnah, a get is not able, doesn't have any halachic meaning as far as Yevam is concerned, it Chazal made a gzeira that it does have some meaning. And what does that mean? That if one of the brothers gave her a get, what it will accomplish is that she no longer is a candidate for Yibam. The halacha would be that she only can have chalitza. The Mishnah spoke about a shtar. We spoke a little earlier about the shtar's value and what the shtar says and what the shtar does. There's an interesting question that the Achroinim debate. We learned in Masechta Gittin that a get, if the husband tells the wife, Tli getech melgabe karka, the halacha is it wouldn't be a good get. It can't be, the Torah says, v'nosim b'yado. The husband has to give the get to the wife. What would be the din by shtar kedushin, where the husband tells the wife, pick up the shtar kedushin? Would she become kedushis that way or not? Some achroinim say that since the Torah says, v'yotzev ha'isa, and that limit of v'yotzev ha'isa teaches us very often that the halakas of getting and kedushin travel together. So if it's not effective by Gittin, it's not affected by Kedushin. In fact, to the degree that the Beis Shmuel says that even by Kedusha Kesef, there's a reason to be concerned that if a husband tells the wife, pick up the Kesef from the floor, it wouldn't be a valid Kedushin because of a Yotzev HaHoysa. Similarly, the Achroinim debate, that's Mechubel Karka, the halacha is that it's not considered a valid get. And the same thing is, what would be a shtar kedushin that is mechubal karka? Is she mekudeshes with that shtar or not? Again, the same question. Since the Torah says v'yotze v'hoisa, so the Torah by saying v'yotze v'hoisa connects the two halachas, and therefore wouldn't be a valid kedushin. Or can we say that there are special halachas that were said regarding gittin that weren't said regarding kedushin, and therefore one has nothing to do with the other? So we began the Mishnah by saying isha niknas b'shalosh drachim. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Hocha, why in our Mishnah the Tani isha niknas, the Mishnah used the word kinyan. Mishnah Hosom, we're going to learn the next perek, daf mem aleph amen aleph. The Mishnah says ish mekadosh, that the word kedushin is used. So the Gemara's question is that why does the Mishnah here use the word kinyan and there use the word kedushin? Answers the Gemara, Mashum the Kabbalah Mishnah Kesef, because as we just learned in the Mishnah that Kesef is one of the ways to affect the Kedushin. And how do we know that Kesef is a proper way to do Kedushin? We learned, we know from where we learned this. Gama Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim. The Torah here uses the word Kicha by Kedushin, by getting married. The Torah uses the word kicha when Avram Avinu bought the Maris Machpelah from Ephron Achitin, and the Torah uses the word kicha over there. And here the Torah uses the words kikach ish isha. So ksiv hasam, and there the Torah when it says Avram Avinu purchased the Maris Machpelah, the pasuk says nusati kesav asad kach v'meni. So we see kicha is ikri kinyan because the field was bought. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says explicitly, Hasada Hashakon Avram. So since Kesef is one of the ways to affect the Kedushin, and when the Kedushin is affected with Kesef, the Torah uses the word Kinyan. So that's why here too we use the word Kinyan. Inami, another reason that we use, whenever Kesef is discussed, we use the word Kinyan, because the Pasuk says, Sadus b'Kesef Yitnu, and therefore the word Yiknu is used in conjunction with Kesef, and that's why Tani, that's why our Mishnah used the word, that's why the Mishnah used the words Hisha Niknas. So the Mefarshim ask why that does the Torah choose to learn the halacha of Kedushin specifically from Ephraim. So the Kozel Gavarov says a very interesting pshat. The Torah says that b'meisim chavshi. The pasuk says b'meisim chavshi, and the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph teaches us kivin shenas adam, kivin shemeis adam. When a person passes away, nasa chavshi mina mitzvahs. A person who's no longer alive can't and isn't obligated to do mitzvahs. But you can't have a kvura without a meis. A kvura, the mitzvah of burying a nifter, of course, is a very important mitzvah. The same thing when we speak about Kedushe Isha. The woman, as we're going to learn often in our Masechta, is not obligated to get, the mitzvah Puravu is only on men, not on women. But without a woman, there is no Puravu. So just like there, we have a person, we have a party to the mitzvah that's not obligated in the mitzvah, the mace. Here too, we have a party in the mitzvah, the wife, who's not obligated in the mitzvah. Another much simpler pshat is that after the Torah speaks about Avram Avinu burying Sarah, the Torah right afterward says that they looked for a wife for Yitzchak. And I saw that the Mefarshim explain what indeed is the pshat. And the Mefarshim explain the why do people need to get married. So we know that people get married in order to have children and continue the world. Why is that? Because unfortunately, everyone will pass away and not be here forever. So if they wouldn't get married, there would be no continuity in the world. Only because people get married is there continuity in the world. So that's what the connection between Kvura and Kedushin is. Because people aren't going to live forever, so they have to have marriage, that they should have children, that they should continue the world. And that's the connection between these two subjects. Says the Gemara, v'nisni hasam. So now we've understood why our Mishnah used the word kinyan. But ask the Gemara, v'nisni hasam. So over there on Daf Mem Aleph, shouldn't the Mishnah said ha'ish kaina, that not the word ha'ish mekadosh? Says the Gemara, mitkara tani. First, the Mishnah uses the word lishna deraisa, because as we just explained, the Torah, when it describes a kedushin, speaks about a kinyan. L'psoif, the next Mishnah, tani lishna debronin, uses the derabonin word to describe kedushin. Umay lishna derabonin. Says the Gemara, what is the way the Rabbanan described the marriage? Das alay akula alma. What happens in a marriage is that osalay akula alma, that she becomes also to the whole world like hegdush. Because when somebody is mekadesh somebody something, when somebody makes hegdush, the halacha is that it becomes osur. And here too, that when somebody marries a woman, she becomes usher to the rest of the world. And because she becomes usher to the rest of the world, that's why the Kedushin is compared to Hegdish. So I saw that the Sefer Likute Yehuda quotes Demri Emes, that this is the reason that by a wedding we have to have a minyan. Because he says that the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin of Tez Vav Amar Aleph says the L'chatchila, when you magdish something, you should have a minyan. So just like an Al Gemara is comparing kedushin and getting married, and that's why the halacha is that should be that we should have a minyan. A minyan is required to the at the hegdish. Another pshat that I saw, that when somebody gets married, he has to realize that, as we've been saying throughout our shir, that the reason a couple gets married is to build a home of Kedusha. Dasa kula alma kehegdish. When a couple gets married, what they are declaring is that they are interested in getting married for the sake of Kedusha. And moreover, I saw that the Sefer Avodas Yisrael says that a person has to, what does hegdish mean? That a hegdish means that you're making something hegdish, you're connecting it to the Shechina. And the Sefer Avodas Yisrael says that what we're supposed to do when we get married is that we're declaring that we want to build a home that will be Hegdish. We want to build a home where there will be Kedusha. And I saw that the Sefer Shem Shmuel actually takes this point a step further. And what Shem Shmuel says is that what is unique about being a Jew, and that uniqueness is most evident in getting married. He says, what's unique about being a Jew is that a Jew is able to permeate everything in his life with Kedusha. It's not just that you permeate, it's not just when you're in shul, learning and davening. Kedusha is in everything we do. And therefore, since Kedusha is in everything we do, that's what we do when we get married, says the Shem Shmuel. When a couple gets married, what they're saying is, we're building a home. A home is gashmius. But we're going to fill our home, kula amaka hegdish, that's going to be hegdish. Says the Gemara, v'nisni hachi, hish kaina. The Mishnah that we quote, keep on quoting, on Daf Mem Elef, says ha'ish mekadosh. So ask the Gemara, that just like the Mishnah over there says ha'ish mekadosh, our Mishnah should have said hish kaina. Answers the Gemara, mishum debayim l'misni seifa. The Mishnah continues saying the kindness atzma, which is bedida. She's the one that gets unmarried, so to speak. That's why tananam reisha bedida. The Mishnah began with her as well. Ask the Gemara, v'nisni. Why is that? If that's the case, why does the Mishnah say hish kaina? A man, so to speak, gets a wife, acquires a wife, b'shol strachim umakna. And he could he could sell her to herself, undo that. Answers the Gemara, Mishun the Ikka Mises Abal, because as our Mishnah taught us, the one of the ways that a couple ends the marriage is the husband passes away. And the husband, we don't control when we will live, and we don't control when we will pass away. And that's why Mishum the Ikka Misa is about, that Ish Makna would not be appropriate to say it there. Dulav Iu Kamakna. It's not he that creates that situation. Min Hashemayim Hu D'Makna Lei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that creates that situation. So that's why we can't use the word Ish Makna. V'Bai Seima, another answer. Itana, if the Tana would have said Ish Kaina, Hava Mina, we would think that a husband can marry a wife, a filu ba karcha, even without her consent. Tana isha niknas. That's why the Mishnah says isha niknas, that a marriage could only be affected midat in if the woman consents to the marriage. Shloim midat to law, not if she doesn't. Says the Gemara. Now ask the Gemara another question. My yiri the Tani shalish. Why does the Mishnah use the word shalish? Which is Lashon Nekeva, listening Shloisha. The Mishnah should have said a Lashon Zachar, which is the way the Mishnayos always described himself. Answers the Gemara. Mishun the Kabbalah Mishnah Derech, because the Mishnah wants to use the word Derech. And Derech is a Lashon Nekeva, who? The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'adat Elham is a Derech Yael Chabah. So since we're going to use the word Derech, which is Nekeva, that's why we use the word Shalish, which is also Nekeva. Ask the Gemara, Elohad the Tanya, that ask the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Meshivet Rachim, Baitchim es Azov. If somebody is a Zov, a male, so he's only considered a Zov with the Tumazov if it comes about naturally. But if it comes about because of an external reason, then he's not considered Zov. And the Mishnah describes the various different examinations to determine was it naturally or was it for outside reason. So says the mirror, since we're using the word drachim, so we should have used the word sheva, because we said derech is lashon nekeva, and whenever we use derech, which is a lashon nekeva, we use the number with a lashon nekeva. Answers the Gemara, v'shun dekayel mesnei derech, v'ashkechan derech, we find that the word derech ikri lashon zachar. It can be also used lashon zachar. Where do we see that? Because the pasuk says b'derech echad yetzu elecha u'b'shivat drachim yinusu lefanecha. So the word derech is either way, says the Gemara. So if that's the way we're saying that derech is sometimes a lashon zachar and sometimes derech is a lashon nekeva, ask the Gemara. Yachi kasha kara adadi. We have a question in Pesukim that one place the pasuk uses derech as a lashon zachar. And one place it uses it as a lashon nekeva. The kasha nami masnisin adadi. Why over here does the Mishnah use a lashon zachar and here it uses a lashon and here it uses a lashon nekeva? Answers the Gemara. Kra adadi loy kasha. Hacha, the pasuk that we quoted earlier, that says v'datal masaderech yelchaba, the v'tayrakai, that's referring to the Torah. Tyre ikri lashon nekeva. The Tyre is called is lashon nekeva. The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, Tyre Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. So therefore, since the pasuk is speaking of lashon nekeva, that's why the word derech is a lashon nekeva. Hasam, which the pasuk says, Bederech Echad Yetzo Lecha B'Shivat Drachim Nusul Lefanecha. The Tyre speaks about going to war. The Mechamakai. And the Dakar Shal Ish lasts Muhammad. Men go to war. Ain't Dakar Shal Ish lasts Muhammad. Women don't go to war. Kasala Balashan Zachar. So many Mefarshim ask, how does the Gemara say that women don't go out to war? The Gemara says that for Mechamis Mitzvah, the halacha is that the Chosin and Kala go out from the Chuppah. So what are we saying that women don't go to war? So Mefarshim respond that women don't have to go to war. But since the chosin has to go out to war, it's as if the kala also has to go to war because the kala doesn't have the opportunity to have the chosin with her. The Rav Avadya Yosef, the Shas HaTshuvas Yabia Omer, Oyre Chaim, Chelek Ches, Simon and Dalid, has a discussion regarding that. He says that one pshat is, like we just said, that women don't go out to war altogether. Another explanation he gives is that women don't go to battle, but they have to be the ones that supply food and everything else to the men in battle. And then there's another pshat that differentiates between a mechemes mitzvah that women have to go to. It depends on what type of war. It depends on what type of war they're going out to. But that says the Gemara, Masnisa Adodi Loi Kashin. The Mishnayos aren't contradictory. Hochadel Gabi Ishkoi. Our Mishnah, the primary focus is on the woman. So that's why our Mishnah stated in Lashon HaKeva. Hosom, the Mishnah regarding the Zov, the Gabi Ishkoi, because the halacha that we examine, as we explained, if the Ziva came naturally or the Ziva came from an external source, that's only if a man becomes a Zov. A woman, under all circumstances, will become a Zova. A woman will become a Zova under all circumstances, even if we can attribute it to external sources. Says Mar, the Gabi Ishkoi, the Dakashal Ish Lebodik, only a man examines himself. Vein a Dakashal Ish Lebodik, but not a woman. Therefore, da, as we just said, Ish and Nami, Bodis Matama, even if a woman does an external, even if there's a reason, she's going to have Tumazov. That's why that Mishnah is taught in Lashon Zohar. Ask the Gemara, my time atoni sholish the shum drachim. So he said that the Mishnah wanted to use the word derech, and the word derech in the context of our Mishnah is in the Lashon HaKeva, and that's why he used sholish, which is also Lashon HaKeva. Ask the Gemara, nisni dvarim, instead of saying drachim, the Mishnah should have said dvarim, and then we could use nisni shlarisha. Answers the Gemara, mishum de kaboy lemisni biya. Because, as our Mishnah taught us, that bia is one of the types of ways of affecting a kedushin, or bia ikra derech, and bia is called the derech diksiv, derech gever ba'alma, kein derech ishim nafas. So that's why the Mishnah used the word derech. Ask the Gemara, hotenech bia. We understand why the word derech is used regarding bia, but that's not the only type of kedushin that our Mishnah spoke about. Where the Torah doesn't use the word derech, we don't have to use the word derech. We could have used the word dvarim. Answers the Gemara, mishum biya. The way I saw the Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows: the word derech has to be used for biya. It doesn't have to be used for kesef and shtar. But it can be used for kesef and shtar, just like it was used for bia. So if there's a word that can be used for bia, and the other word cannot be used for bia, the Tana prefers to use a word that works for everything. Tani tarte otachada. Hanach nami, so ask the Gemara, but why? We should still follow the majority. Answers the Gemara, even when you do kedushin with kesef and shtar, the purpose of the kedushin, it's tzarech bia ninu, is to create bia that the husband and wife should consummate the marriage. Vibay Sema, another explanation, why did the Tana of our Mishnah use the word drachim? Hamani Rav Shimoni, the Tanya Rav Shimon, Neima Omer Torah, Kiyikach Ish Isha, V'loi Kasiv Kisilokach Isha L'ish. Why does the Torah focus on the husband? Neshadak Shlish Lachs Al Isha, the husband looks for the wife, V'ein Dakash Isha Lachs Al Ish, the wife doesn't look for the man. Masho, what is this to be compared to? L'adam sh'avdalai aveda. If somebody loses something, mi chayza mi, who looks for the lost object? Ba'al aveda machs al avedasai. The person who lost something looks for it. And therefore, in our Mishnah, where it's the husband who's looking for the wife, that's why the Pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ha'ish kiikach ish isha." The husband is taking the wife, and therefore, the Mishnah uses the word derech to teach us that this is the way it's supposed to be. The husband's supposed to look for the wife. I saw a very nice vart. You know, it's a tremendous simcha when a chassan and kala get married. Yet, why don't we make a shechiyanu when a chassan and kala get married? So I saw that the Imri Emes explains that you only make a Shechiyanu when you have a situation, what would happen when you buy something new, he says you make a Shechiyanu. But if you lost something and you find what you lost, he says you don't make a Shechiyanu, because you don't make a Shechiyanu when you find something you lost. Al Gemara says that when a husband finds his wife, he's just finding
something he lost. And when you find something that you lost, you don't make a shechiyanu. Ask the Gemara, Vodatnan, B'shiva drachim, Baitkim sazov. So why does the Mishnah over there have to use the word drachim? Listening to Varim, Hasad Kamash Malon, the Mishnah wants to teach us the derech, that this is what happened. The derech, the milchla yisera, if somebody overeats, the suila de ziva, that will bring ziva. The darka l'shter yisera, if somebody's going to drink too much, l'me ziva. So it's teaching us the derech meaning the way things happen.